From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The flight recorder from a downed Russian airliner is recovered. Rescue workers on Tuesday found the flight recorder from the Russian military plane that crashed into the Black Sea over the weekend, according to the Defense Ministry. All 92 people aboard the Tu-154 plane are believed to have died Sunday morning when it crashed 2 minutes after taking off from the southern Russian city of Sochi. The 84 passengers included dozens of singers from Russia's world-famous military choir who were going to the Russian Air Force base in Syria to perform a New Year's concert. The Defense Ministry said in a statement that one of those flight recorders was found early Tuesday morning about a mile away from shore. State television showed footage of rescue workers on an inflatable boat carrying a container with a bright orange object submerged in water. VOA's Daniel Sharp has more on that recovery from Moscow.
That has arrived in Moscow today, and they're going to be cleaning it up and trying to get as much information as they can out of it. According to officials and Russian media reports today, they say that they may be able to get some information as soon as Friday of this week, but that it could take several weeks to get all of the information out of the black box recorder and to fully determine what may have been the cause of this crash.
Officials still have not announced the cause of the crash, but they have been anxious to squelch speculation that it might have been caused by a bomb planted on board or a portable air defense missile. Mourners on Tuesday continue to bring flowers to the pier, Sochi Seaport, as people, ships, and divers swept the vast crash site for bodies of the victims and the debris. This is VOA News. Putting 75 years of resentment behind them, the leaders of the United States and Japan are coming together at Pearl Harbor for an historic pilgrimage to the site where the bloodshed of the surprise attacks drew America into World War II. Japan's government has said Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's visit Tuesday with President Barack Obama is powerful proof that the former enemies have transcended the recriminatory impulses that weighed down relations after the war. Although Japanese leaders have visited Pearl Harbor before, Abe will be the first to visit the memorial that now rests on the hallowed waters above the sunken USS Arizona. For Obama, it is likely the last time he will meet with a foreign leader as president. White House aides said it is a bookend of sorts for the president, who nearly 8 years ago invited Abe's predecessor to be the first leader that Obama hosted at the White House. For Abe, it is an act of symbolic reciprocity coming 6 months after Obama became the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima in Japan, where the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb in hopes of ending the war. Taiwan's defense minister warned today of growing threats from China after a group of warships led by China's first aircraft carrier sailed south of the island nation in the South China Sea during routine military exercises. The exercises were conducted on Monday, more than 3 weeks after President-elect Donald Trump accepted an unusual telephone call from Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen, prompting a diplomatic protest from China. Because of Trump's actions, political observers in Taiwan believe China is increasing pressure on the island nation, which China claims as its territory, even though the two countries have been ruled separately since the end of the Civil War in 1949. Monday, Chinese naval ships sailed about 167 kilometers from the coast of Taiwan. It was the latest in a series of recent Chinese military exercises, including a Chinese bomber capable of carrying nuclear weapons that flew near the edge of Taiwanese territory. Israel's foreign minister said Tuesday the country was reducing ties with nations that voted for last week's UN Security Council resolution demanding a halt to settlement building in Palestinian territory. Refuting reports that ties had been suspended, Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nason said that Israel was temporarily reducing visits and work with embassies. He told the French news agency, until further notice, we'll limit our contacts with the embassies here in Israel and refrain from visits of Israeli officials to those states and the visits of officials from those states here. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.